Lord, again, we thank you for the fact that the Word of God is available to us at all times.
所以，主啊，我们非常感恩，就是神的话在任何时候都是向我们开放。
We can read it any time of the day or night.
所以我们可以在白天晚上任何时间来读您的话。
We can enjoy the goodness of God at all times.
我们可以在享受神的美善所有的时间。
And we are a very thankful people.
我们是非常感恩的一群人。
Now, Lord, we pray that you'll just bless us as we turn to the study of the Word of God this afternoon.
主啊，我们祈求在我们今天下午来学习神的话的时候，您来帮助我们。
Teach each of us, we pray, things that we need to know for your glory.
所以我们祷告，在教导我们每一样我们需要去明白的事儿，是为了您的荣耀。
And so with joy, we commit ourselves to you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以带着喜乐，我们把自己交在您的手里，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, good afternoon to all. Daisy is our youngest student today.
Good, Daisy.
That's very good.
欢迎大家啊，Daisy是我们最年轻的学生。
We're happy that we're all here. In your Bibles, Titus chapter 3.
Yeah, 大家翻开圣经，提多书的第三章。
Paul wrote many letters. He wrote them mostly to churches.
所以呢，使徒保罗写了很多信。 而这些书信呢，都是写给教会的。
And then he wrote the letters of Timothy and Titus, primarily to them as young men and as how they should behave in the local assembly.
这是保罗写给提摩太书、提多书呢，主要是写给在教会的年轻人，这些年轻人应该怎么样在教会里。
And you'll remember that Titus's name means nurse. He was to be like a nurse among the sick people in his assembly.
所以呢，那个你们都记得提多的名字的意思就是护士。护士呢，他就是对整个当地的教会里的那些生病的人来说，他是个护士。
Some people say, well, I'm not so sure about our church. There are people there who aren't very, maybe very nice. Maybe people there who aren't very strong. Maybe people there who are brand new Christians and don't know very much.
有些人说呢，我不确定我们教会里的人，因为我们教会里的人呢，他们都人很好。 但是呢，有的人呢也很强大，但是呢，有些人是刚刚信主的人，他们对主的了解并不多。
And if that's the case, then we should be there as a nurse. You go and you say, "Oh, Mr. So and so is sick. This little boy is sick. I could help." And each of us go into the assembly to help one another when they are sick.
如果是这种情况下呢，我们应该去到那个教会，像教会说，哦，这个人生病了，那个人生病了，所以呢，我们应该大家一起帮助，大家一起去帮助那些生病的人。In
particular, that is the way that Paul treated the people that he met in the assembly. He loved everyone and tried to nurse them into proper behavior.
所以实际上，那就是使徒保罗，他所对待的，在他遇到的那些基督徒的时候情况，他呢一直是尝试着作为一个护士去爱每一个人，去照顾每一个在教会里的人。All
right, so now we're going to read just the last few verses of the book of Titus.
现在我们开始读那个提多书最后一章的后面的几节。
He says, now as soon as I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, because I have decided to winter there.
第十二节说呢，我打发亚提马或是推基古到你那里去的时候呢，你要赶紧往尼哥波利去见我，因为我已经定义在那里过冬。
So, Paul has, as you might like to express it, Paul has a group of young men almost like students at a university.
因为你可以这么去理解，那个使徒保罗他有一群年轻人跟随着他，那些年轻人呢，就像是在大学里的学生一样跟他学习。
They've all come to Paul in order to learn from him how they ought to live the Christian life.
所以呢，他们都来到保罗这里，保罗这里要向保罗学习怎么样活出一个基督徒的人生。
And so what he did is he sent them from one place to another in order to do the work of God as part of their training program.
所以呢，这个情况下呢，使徒保罗呢把这些年轻人呢派到各个地方去，各个地方去呢去帮助其他教会，这是他们培训部分的培训项目的一部分。
So Paul said, "All right, I plan to go to Nicopolis." For the winter. In those days, the winters could be pretty severe, and you didn't want to travel very much in the winter.
使徒保罗说呢，我要往尼哥波利去，尼哥波利到那里去过冬。但是呢，那个地方呢是非常冷的，所以一般的人呢，在冬天呢，他不会到处去旅行。
One of the reasons is that if you travel in the winter, you might get into a storm and you might not survive very well.
其中一个原因呢，就是说呢，如果你在冬天去旅行的话，你可能就被困在暴风雪里了。在暴风雪里，你可能生存的希望很小。
So you remember that when Paul was being taken as a prisoner back to Rome, they decided that they would travel in winter, but they lost the ship and they lost all kinds of other things. It was a terrible disaster because they moved in winter. So Paul says, going to stay at Nicopolis this winter.
其实你们大家记得当时呢，那个罗马政府来把使徒保罗押回罗马的时候，实际上就是在冬天。冬天的时候呢，他们呢是坐船过去的。坐船过去呢，实际上船在海上呢就遇到海难，他们几乎都死了。所以使徒保罗说，不要在那个冬天旅行。他在冬天呢，他待在这个尼哥波利。
So then he says, "All right, I'm going to send either Artemas." Or Tychicus to you so that they can carry on the work in Crete.
然后使徒保罗说呢，那么说呢，我就会打发亚提马和推基古到你那里去，这样呢，他们在克里特的神的工作呢可以继续。
The work in Crete was not complete. Paul, you remember, had to set in order the things, Titus had to set in order the things that were wanting. He had to ordain elders in every church, and he hadn't had an opportunity to do that yet.
也是呢，那个当时在克里特的工作呢，神的工作还没有完成。你们大家都记得，提多呢是应该到那里去设立一些事，去定一些长老在那里约定一些长老，然后呢，实际上呢。当时的提多还没有机会做那样一件事儿。
He says, so Titus, when they come to you, you come to me at Nicopolis. That's where I'm going to be.
所以呢，实际上呢，使徒保罗跟提多说呢，如果那两个人到你那里去了以后呢，你就到我这里呢，到店尼哥波利来见我。
Then he says, do everything you can to help Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way, and see that they have everything they need.
然后第十三节说，你要赶紧给律师希纳 和亚波罗送行，叫他们没有缺乏。
Now, the implication here is that Christians are serving the Lord together rather than as independents.
所以这里给我们的暗示呢，就是说呢，基督徒呢要一起来服侍神，而不是单个的去服侍。
He says, Titus, you make sure you help Zenas, and you make sure you help Apollos, and you do whatever they need, you make sure that they have everything they need.
你这里讲的提多呢，你要去帮助希腊，你要帮助希摩罗，你要确保他们有需要的时候，你能供给他们。
So it probably meant that Titus had to encourage them in the truth of God, had to train them, had to teach them, but in particular, he probably had to put a house around them, had to give them hospitality, and he may have to give them money.
其实这里讲到的呢，提多要训练这两个人，不光是说培训他们，在教他们神的真理。同样呢，要给他们提供房子，给他们提供住的地方，去招待他们，甚至要给他们提供钱。
It's encouraging to know that in the work of God, we're not always all alone.
所以呢，这个这很重要的是呢，要确保我们在做神的工的时候，不是一个人在做。
And we are there to help one another.
我们要一起互相帮助。
And very often the help that we give one another is very, very powerful in terms of God's work and glory.
实际上呢，通常呢，我们互相帮助呢，是很有能量的。这样的能量呢，是会给神带来荣耀的。
And so the principle here is verse 14, our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good, in order that they may provide for daily necessities and not live unproductive lives.
第四节就是说呢，并且我们的人呢，要学习正经事业，预备所需用的，免得不结果子。
So sometimes you ask the question, why am I alive today?
有时候呢，你会问自己这样一个问题，为什么今天我还活着呢？
And the answer obviously is, the Lord has left us alive today in order that we can do something that would bring him glory.
其实这个答案是非常明显的，因为神让我们活着呢，是要让我们去做一些工作，这样的工作呢，能够让神得荣耀。
But what could I do for him today?
今天呢，我能为主做点什么呢？
And I could look around and see someone who's got some need, and I might be able to say, you know, I could maybe help meet that need.
今天我们就在四周看看呢，可能有些人呢，他有那样的需求，所以呢，有可能我可以去满足他那样的需求。
And that's the responsibility of all the men of God, but it's also the responsibility of the women of God.
因为这是呢，所有的属神的男人的职责，同样的呢，也是属神的女人们的职责。
And so the women are often kind one to another and to the needy, and they, among other things, might even provide some food.
因为女人们通常非常友善。有时候呢，就是看看其他的人有什么需求呢，通常的呢是给大家一些吃的给其他人。
They would, as the verse says, provide the daily necessities.
所以这样讲的呢，要提供他们每天所用的。
Care for one another.
所以去关爱每一个人。
And I was speaking to my friend on the telephone last night.
所以昨天晚上呢，他跟他的朋友呢在电话上交谈。
And when the conversation was over, he simply said to me, "Is there anything I can do to help you?"
因为当他们谈话结束的时候呢，那个人就简单的说一句，我还能为你做点什么吗？
And the answer was, no, I couldn't think of anything. But I was very pleased that he even took the time to ask the question. It's nice to have friends like that.
所以呢，其实上我当时呢，没有什么缺乏的，但是呢，就是非常好的呢，是他用这个时间呢问我有什么可以帮我做的，是这有这样一个朋友是非常好的一件事。
And then verse 15 says, everyone with me sends you greetings.
第15节说呢，同我在一起的人都问你安。
That's very exciting. Because you see, there were many people with Paul.
这非常令人兴奋，因为你知道有很多人和保罗在一起。
And they didn't have special groups. They didn't have Titus and his friends, and Timothy and his friends, and Tychicus and their friends, but everybody was part of the same body, and so they all sent greetings to Titus.
他们呢没有自己的小集团，不像说是这些人跟着提摩太，这些人跟着提多，这些人跟着推基古，一个个的小集团，他们是所有的都是神的教会的身体的一部分。
So that principle has become a very important part of our Christian behavior.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，我们作为基督徒，我们的行为是一个非常重要的一个准则。
We're family, and therefore we all love each other.
因为我们是一家人，所以呢，我们互相爱。
So I'm bold enough to say that I'm here looking at you on the screen today, and I can say it's true, I love every one of you.
因为我有足够的胆量来说这句话，我看到这个屏幕上的每一个人呢，我会很自信地说，我爱你们每一个人。
And frankly, you're not surprised to hear that.
所以坦率地说，你听到我说这个，你也并不感到惊奇。
But the other side is that every one of you love me.
所以另一面呢，说呢，你们每一个人呢也爱我。
That's wonderful.
这是很美丽。
I'm not really surprised to hear it, but I'm sure thankful to hear it.
所以呢，我听到你们说这个话，我也不感到惊奇。但是我听到的时候，我也非常感恩。
We are the family, we love one another. God put us together and we say hallelujah.
因为我们是一家人，我们互相爱，神把我们放在这一个家里，所以我们都说hallelujah。
And so, verse 15 again, everyone with Paul greets Titus, and then Paul says, you greet those who love us in the faith. There's a lot of you out there who know me and love me. You greet them on my behalf.
另外一个说呢，我们都问你呢，请代问那些有信心爱我们的人，因为有很多人在那里，也是他们都是有信心的，所以是保罗说你代表我去问他们好。
A few months ago, I guess this specific came to my mind, but a friend came to me. He'd been in another assembly in another part of British Columbia.
几个月前呢，这就是我到那里刚刚想到的，就是说一个其他教会的一个人，在BC省其他地方的一个教会人来到我这里。
He said to me, Mr. So-and-so said I'd better say hello to you for him.
所以呢，他就跟我说呢，他说有个叫某某某先生呢，说让我最好代表他问你好。And
then he said, but there were a lot of others who said, say hello to Harold.
所以他就是说呢，还有很多其他的人都说问 Harold 好。
And so he basically said, I'm just saying, talking about the whole assembly, they all send you greetings.
因为他基本上说呢，我是代表我在整个的当地教会的成员，他们所有的人都为你好。
All right, and then the last line simply is, grace be with you all.
最后一句呢，就是很简单，愿恩惠常与你们众人同在。
That sort of covers everything, doesn't it?
这个呢，就涵盖了一切，是不是？
If God is gracious to us, then He is able to meet each of our needs. He knows them, He can supply them, His grace says He will supply them.
所以这里呢就是神的恩典，如果神对我们有恩典的话呢，他会满足我们所有的需求，他知道我们每个人的需求，他知道怎么样去满足我们的需求，他的恩典确保他能满足我们的需求。
OK, were there problems in Crete?
所以在克里特他们那里有问题吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是的。
Was Titus going to try to address those problems?
所以提多呢，他尝试过去解决那些问题吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案也是。
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But the conclusion is that the grace of God is going to be over it all. You be happy. You send your greetings. Everything is fine. In spite of the problems, everything is fine.
所以结论就是呢，神是蛮有恩典的，所以尽管你们那里有问题，你们应该互相安慰，互相问好，然后呢，尽管所有的一切有了神的恩典的话呢，一切都不成问题。
The Christian has a marvelous heritage.
所以基督徒呢，有很神奇的那个基业。
It doesn't matter what the problem is, still everything is just fine.
所以呢，不管有什么样的麻烦和问题，最终都会变好。
Because Jesus is with us.
因为基督徒，基督是和我们在一起。
And so we just rest in Him, and we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with me. Everything is just fine.
所以我们完全依靠我们的主耶稣基督，所以我们在主耶稣基督里有安息。我们说，如果主耶稣基督和我们在一起，一切都不是事儿。
All right, well, that's our lesson on the subject of Titus. And if you have some questions or comments now, it would be good to make them because we're going to go on and study the next book, which is the book of Philemon.
所以呢，今天呢，我们提督书就全部讲完了。现在呢，是一个提问的一个好时机。大家可以在现在呢，你如果有什么问题，或者说你自己有什么看法，现在就可以提出来。否则的话，我们就下去学腓利门书了。
Any questions? Any comments?
任何的问题，任何你自己的想法。都可以讲。
各位麻烦你帮我问一下，二章十五节这里说要讲人劝诫人用各种权柄责备人，那这个教会的权柄通常是怎么确定的？
Okay, so Sandy's question is on chapter 2 verse 15. This says, yeah.Encourage and rebuke with all authority. So, Sunny's question is, how do you know the people has authority? Or where does authority come from?
Very good. In the case of Titus, the authority came from the Apostle Paul.And it also came from the Lord, and it also came from the Word of God.
这里呢，特别在当时在克里特这个情况呢， 那个提多他的那个权柄呢是来自保罗，使徒保罗也是来自主耶稣，同样呢也是来自神的话，就是圣经。
In the family, the authority over the children comes from the mother and the father.
所以在家里呢，那个小孩子的他们被掌控的权柄呢，是从父母来的。
God gave them the responsibility to care for the children.
所以神呢，给了父母职责，给了他们责任来看顾孩子。
So when I wanted to do something bad when I was a child, I would get started. My mother would say, Harold, you must not do that.
当我还是个孩子的时候呢，如果我想干点坏事，我的母亲看见了以后呢，就是 Harold, 你不能干坏事。
I could say, why? You're not me. I can do what I want to do.
我可以这么去回答他，我说为什么我不能做呢？你又不是我，我想干什么就干什么。
And my mother would say, no, you can't.
我妈妈就会。
God gave me responsibility over you. And because he's given me responsibility, I must ensure that you do what is right.
所以我妈妈说，不，你不能做，因为神把这个职责加在我的身上了。我身上的职责呢，是确保你去做好事，而不是做坏事。
I was at a Bible camp many years ago. I was the camp director.
很多年前呢，他在一个圣经营会里，他是那个圣经营会的主任。
At about midnight, no, 2 o'clock in the morning, one of the boys at the camp was misbehaving.
因为实际上在凌晨两点的时候，有一天呢，一个孩子呢，他闹事儿。
So I went to him and I rebuked him, and I said, "You must not do that."
所以然后我去到他那里，我就责备他，我说你不能这么做。
He said, "If I were in Vancouver, I could do it."
他说如果我是在温哥华呢，我就可以这么干。
I said, "Well, frankly, you're not in Vancouver."
所以他说呢。
And then I said, the people who own this camp said to me, you are in charge, you are responsible, you must do what is right at the camp.
于是这样我就对他说呢，不幸的是你不在温哥华，你在这个营会里。这个营会的他拥有这个营会的人呢，给了我这样的职责。说呢，让我来确保所有在这个营会的人呢，都要有好的行为。
So I said to him, you will do what I told you to do now, or we'll get on the boat and I'm going to take you back to Vancouver right now.
所以我就跟他说呢，你要不呢，你就照我说的去做。如果你不听我的话，现在马上。我就会把你送到船上去，把你送回温哥华。
And I did that on the authority that was granted to me by the group that owned the camp.
所以我这么做呢，是我有从那个拥有这个圣经营会的那一群人给我的，特别给我的权柄。
Now.The Lord grants to each of us in His Bible, He grants us privileges, but responsibilities. We must do what He commands us to do.
所以呢，实际上呢，神呢，通过圣经，主耶稣就通过圣经呢，授给了我们所有人的权利和职责，我们必须按照圣经里说的去做。
And so,If there are in the congregation of the church in Vancouver or in the church that you and I are in, If there's something wrong, we must deal with it. We must encourage and we must rebuke on the authority of the Bible.
意思是呢，如果在温哥华的教会的会众，或者说你我所在的教会的会众有什么不对的地方。 那我们必须通过圣经给我们的权柄去纠正他们，去责备他们，去鼓励他们。
So, in the assembly, there are some responsibilities the overseers have, some responsibilities the parents have, some responsibilities the older people have, some responsibilities we all have. We must all rebuke and encourage. Or as it says here, we must encourage and rebuke.
实际上呢，这个在我们这个教会里呢，有那个监督层，也有家里的权柄，也有互相之间的权柄，所以我们所有的人呢，都必须凭着我们从圣经来的权柄，像这里说的，去劝诫人，去责备人。
It's usually easier to encourage than to rebuke, but sometimes we've got to do both. Make sure that even if you rebuke, you encourage at the same time.
所以有时候呢，这个去劝诫人呢，比那个去责备人呢，要容易一点。但是呢，有时候呢，我们必须确保我们在劝诫人的时候呢。 去责备他们，在责备他们的时候呢，去劝诫他们，甚至是鼓励他们。
All right, so that's my initial comment, Sonny. Any more?
这就是他的一个初步的看法，你还没更进一步的问题。
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions before we get on to the next page?
所以在我们翻到下一页之前，任何人，你们大家还有没有其他的问题？
All right.
第二节，麻烦问一下第二节，这里面讲到第二节，第二章的第一节，是说总要合乎纯正的道理。你怎么确保，就是说教导的道理完全的纯正呢？除了跟圣经来对照之外，还有什么其他的？
你是第一节、第二节是吧？第二章第一节。第二章第一节，OK. So, Sunday's question is in the same chapter, verse 1. Verse 1 says, you must teach what is in according with sound doctrine. So, her question is about what is sound doctrine? How do we know? That is sound doctrine.
Well, simply sound doctrine would be what the Bible teaches.
所以很简单的那个纯正纯全的道理就是圣经教导我们的道理。
So if I were to teach you something that was not what the Bible teaches, you would say, Harold, you are wrong. The Bible doesn't teach that. Don't you teach it.
实际上呢，我如果教导你们圣经以外的东西，你必须对我说，艾尔的，你教的不对，因为这个不是圣经要你教导的东西。
Many people could teach the Bible in order to make money.
所以很多人呢，他们去教导圣经呢，是为了赚钱。
And in the process, they would usually teach things that are not what the Bible teaches.
所以在他们教的过程中呢，他们通常会教一些圣经里不教的东西。
Wouldn't be sound doctrine at all.
完全不是纯正的道理。
Other people might teach in order to get people to follow them.
有一些其他的人呢，他们去教导的时候呢，他们是为了让一群人跟随着他们。That
would not be sound doctrine.
那个也不是纯正的道理。
Other people might start teaching before they know what they're talking about. And that would not be sound doctrine.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们也会教导一些他根本就不知道他说的是什么，这也不是纯正的教导。So
we got to be very careful.
所以我们必须非常的仔细小心。
Let me tell you the story of Ernie Patton, who came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel 40 years ago.
所以我给大家讲一个故事，是40年以前，有一个叫Stephen Cartwright的一个人来到16节教会。
He gave, excuse me, he came on Sunday mornings and he brought his wife and his family with him.
所以那是星期天早上来的，然后他带着他的妻子和家人。
We said to him, why did you come to this church and not to the other church?
我们就问他说,为什么你来这个教会而不是去其他的教会?
He said, because I said to my daughter a couple of weeks ago, I said, what did you learn in Sunday school today?
所以他说,因为呢,几个星期之前呢,我问我的女儿,我说你在主日学,你学到的是什么呀?
The daughter was a young girl, and she said, Daddy, we learned basket weaving today. We learned how to make baskets.
所以呢,他说呢,爸爸,因为他的女儿是个小女孩,他说我们在教会里学怎么编一个篮子,我们今天学会了怎么做一个篮子。
He said, well, basket weaving is not according to sound doctrine. I want my children to learn basket weaving. I can send them to another school. If I'm sending them to Sunday school, I won't want them to learn what the Bible says about sound doctrine, even the children.
所以他说呢,在教会你学怎么编一个篮子,不是纯正的教导。如果我要想让我的小孩学会怎么去编这个篮子的话呢, 我会送他去其他的地方去学这样的课程。我送他的教会呢，是要他学习圣经。就算他是个小女孩，你要教他圣经。So
the university has a very, very broad teaching responsibility.
在大学里呢，他们教导的范围呢是非常广。And
the church has a very, very narrow teaching responsibility. We teach only what is according to sound doctrine.
所以在教会里呢，我们的教导呢是非常非常狭窄的。我们只教导圣经上教导的纯全的教导。So
if I start teaching you something other than what the Bible says, you say, stop, teach us the Bible, don't teach us that.
所以如果我来教你们其他的圣经以外的东西，你说停，讲别讲那些，你教我们圣经，不准教呢。Now,
I'm not sure if that's the aspect of your question that you wanted answered, but that is one aspect of your question.
所以呢，他不是很确定这是不是你想得到的答案的那一个方面，但是呢，他觉得。 这个范围，这个方面是他给你的一个答案。All
right, anything else?
还有没其他的问题？All
right, the next book is Philemon.
下一本书呢是提腓利门书。And
if Titus's name means nurse, what does Philemon's name mean? Philemon was a man. What does his name mean?
如果那个提多呢是个护士的意思，那么说这个腓利门他的名字的意思是什么呢？
At the foundation of his name is the Hebrew verb phileo, to love.
所以呢，在这个 最原始的希伯来文的这个词的意思呢，是 philo，就是说你爱。
And his name, therefore, basically means Mr. Friendly.
他的意思呢, 基本上说是一个, 友好的先生。
All right, that's a good name. I would like to have the nickname Mr. Friendly.
所以呢, 这是一个非常好的名字, 我希望我有一个别称叫, 好先生。
We have a phrase in English that's not really translatable, but it says, he's Mr. Gruff and Grim.
所以呢, 实际上呢, 我们在英文里有一个词可能翻译不过去, 翻译不过去, 他叫 Mr. Grumpy, 可能是一个不高兴的一个人。
Okay, and that simply means he's not really nice. When you meet him, he's probably not very nice.
所以那个呢, 不高兴的人呢, 他的意思呢, 就是说呢, 如果你碰到这么一个人的话呢, 他不会对你很友善。
So we would all rather be Mr. Friendly, Mrs. Friendly.
所以我们呢, 应该呢, 我们宁愿做一个友好的先生。
So Mr. Friendly now is going to receive this letter. Paul is sending the letter to Mr. Friendly, and there's a story related to the letter, and we'll get the story as we go through the letter.
所以实际上呢,使得保罗写信给好先生,所以呢,他跟好先生之间有一个故事,所以我们当开始读这本书的时候呢,就可以读到这个故事。
So it begins like this, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother.
这是这样开始的,为基督耶稣被囚的保罗同兄弟提摩太。
So Paul is writing, and Timothy is writing with him.
这封信呢,是使徒保罗写的,提摩太是和他一起在写这封信。
And the question that's often asked is, why did both people write the letter?
通常呢,有这样的问题,就是为什么要两个人一起写信呢?
Some people say, well, the reason is because Paul couldn't write very well. He couldn't see that well. And if he wrote the letter, you probably wouldn't be able to read it because his characterization wouldn't have been very good.
实际上呢,这个答案呢,就是当时使徒保罗的眼睛不好,他看不见,他写字呢就会写不好。如果是由他亲笔写的话呢, 这个字呢就非常奇怪,你甚至可能都认不出来是什么字。And
that's probably true, but I don't think that's the main reason why Paul wrote with Timothy.
这个呢可能是其中的原因之一,但是我不认为这个是主要原因为什么他和提摩太一起写信。In
the Jewish law, there was a principle that says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established.
在犹太的律法里面呢,他们说呢,如果有两到三个人来做见证,这个证据就成立了。And
so all through Scripture, you will find that men of God are often associated with others, so that their word can be more readily approved, appreciated, and proclaimed.
实际上呢,你在圣经里通常会读到呢,基督徒呢,通常呢,他们是两个人,两到三个人一起工作,这样他们的工作呢,都可以被更有信誉,更能够得到认可,更能够被
So you'll remember that when the Lord Jesus sent out his disciples to preach, he sent them two by two.
所以大家记得,当主耶稣基督派他的门徒出去传道的时候呢,他是两个一组的。And
I think he's maybe doing that here to Philemon. I think he's saying, Philemon, I'm sending you this letter, but Timothy agrees with me in what is said in this letter.
因为在这种情况下呢，我认为使徒保罗写给腓利门的时候呢，说这封信我是跟提摩太一起写的，我写这封信呢是提摩太他也在旁边，而且他同意所有我在信里的观点。
Very often when somebody in the congregation needs to be encouraged and or rebuked, the overseers go two by two to them, or others in the assembly, they take somebody else with them. You're usually best to take somebody else with you.
通常呢，在我们教会的会众里呢，如果有些人需要被责备，需要被鼓励，通常呢就是两个一组的那样的监督层的人，或者说两个一组的基督徒。所以呢，你们做任何的事情呢，都是要两个两个一起做。如果你去做神的工，最好是和其他的人一起去，尤其是责备劝诫人的时候。
And he says he's writing this letter now to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker.
就在这里说到呢，这个信呢是写给腓利门的，是我亲爱的同工。
So Philemon is Mr. Friendly, and Paul is writing to him as a friend, and he's also writing to him as a fellow worker. Because you see, Philemon was working for the people of God.
其实这样，这个腓利门呢，他是个好好先生。然后那个使徒保罗的写信给他呢，也是他的朋友，是他的同工。所以同样这封信呢，也是写给那些好好先生的朋友们。
And then in verse 2 he says, we're also writing to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home.
所以这里同样继续说呢，这封信也是写给我们和我们的妹子亚菲亚，并与我们同当兵的亚基布，以及在你家的教会。
So it's probable that Philemon was the man who owned the home.
所以呢，这里的情况呢，可能是腓利门呢，他是那个房子的主人。
Apphia was probably his wife.
所以这个亚菲亚呢，可能是他的太太。
And it would appear that Archippus was his son.
所以这里呢，听起来呢，这个亚基布是他们的儿子。
And they had a church in their home. China isn't the only place where they have home churches.
所以呢，但他们可能当时呢，是在一个家庭教会，现在呢，可能只有中国有家庭教会。
And very often the home church is a wonderful place.
你通常呢，家庭教会呢是一个很美好的地方。
Sometimes the churches get so large that they can't all get into the home. That's usually the case in Canada.
所以呢，通常呢，那个教会里呢，他们人来的越来越多，在家里装不下了，所以这就是加拿大通常发生的情况。
But you know, it's easier to live like a family if you all live in the same house than it is if you're all scattered abroad.
因为你认为呢，通常呢，就是说，如果大家都住在一个房子里，这样呢，大家相处起来比大家分散在各个地方要容易一点。
So this letter then is coming to Philemon and his family, and then to the church that meets in their home. They're all getting the same letter.
这封信呢是写给那个腓利门一家人，同样呢也是写给那些到腓利门家来参加教会活动的所有的人。
But of course the question is, if this letter is written to Philemon, what do the other people have to do with it?
所以呢，这现在问题就是，如果这封信是只是写给腓利门的，那么对其他的人来说有什么益处呢？
And we're going to see that this letter is all about a very personal matter.
这里讲的呢, 我们会看到这个, 这封信里讲的都是很个人的问题。
And so the question would be, well, if it's about a personal matter, why did Paul bring his wife, his son, and the whole assembly into the matter?
所以这问题就是呢, 如果这是一个很私人、很个人的问题, 那么为什么使徒保罗要把 他的妻子、他的儿子, 还有整个的, 教会的会众, 包括进去呢?
The answer is because it's important that we learn from the problems that people have.
因为这个答案就是呢, 我们可以从其他的人, 他们所处的问题里面, 能够学到东西。
Very often if there's a problem in the family, Mommy and Daddy know about the problem, but the children know a little bit about the problem too.
通常呢, 在一个家里会存在一些问题, 当然爸爸妈妈知道这个问题, 有时候呢, 小孩子们呢, 也知道一点点家里的问题。
And the children often learn more about how Mommy and Daddy solve their problem. Then they learn by how Mommy and Daddy spend their vacation.
所以实际上呢, 小孩子们呢, 通常呢, 在他妈妈, 爸爸一起解决问题里面呢, 能学到很多东西, 而不是说他爸妈妈去度假的时候, 他们能学到东西。
And so the whole congregation have their eyes on Philemon now, and they say, all right, Philemon, we're going to see how you solve this problem.
所以当时呢, 整个教会的眼睛呢, 都盯在腓利门身上, 那些人都说, 好吧, 我们来看看这个腓利门, 怎么来解决这样一个问题。
And then he says, verse 3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第三节继续说呢, 愿 恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
That's what the Christian life is all about. It's all about the grace of God and the peace that flows from the grace of God.
所以这就是我们基督徒人生的意义，就是所有的事都是关于神的恩典，然后藉着神的恩典流出来的平安。
Doesn't really matter what the problem is, the grace of God is still there.
不管你人生中有多少困难, 神的恩典永远在那里。
Doesn't matter how hard the problem, how difficult the problem, if our faith is in the grace of God, we can have peace, even though there's a great problem.
你不管这个问题有多严重, 不管你的处境有多艰难, 如果我们的信心是在神的恩典里, 神的恩典一定会给你带来平安。
All right, so that's sort of the introduction. I'm going to call it the introduction to the introduction.
所以这呢, 都是一个介绍, 我能够呢, 把它称为呢, 介绍的介绍。
There's going to be a big problem presented, but somehow before Paul deals with the problem, he's got to give an introduction, he's got to prepare Philemon for the fact that he's got to address the problem.
实际上呢, 在紧随其后呢, 有一个很大的问题, 或者很大的麻烦。 所以呢, 使徒保罗呢, 他先写出这么一个介绍, 介绍了以后呢, 这个介绍呢, 能够带领那个腓利门知道怎么样接下来去解决他要面临的问题。
So, Sonny, this is an example of how you encourage and rebuke.
所以呢, Sonny, 他刚才就是这个呢, 就是 你怎么样去, 劝诫和责备人。
Okay, so this is how he encourages before he rebukes. He says, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers.
所以这里讲的呢，就是说，在他使徒保罗责备他之前，怎么样去先鼓励他。所以他说，我祷告的时候呢，提到你常常为你感谢我的神。
Does Paul care about Philemon?
所以使徒保罗关心腓利门吗？
And the answer is, yep, I pray about Philemon all the time.
答案是是的，因为他一直就为腓利门祷告。
Then he says, now, I just want you to know, Philemon, that when I pray for you, I thank the Lord for you.
因为这里呢，使徒保罗跟腓利门说，腓利门呢，你要知道，要知道我在祷告的时候呢，提到你，我也为你感谢我的神。That's
very common.
就是通常是非常普遍的。That's
the way we should do. And when you remember me, and when I remember you, sometimes you think about the problems. And sometimes I think about the problems in your life, but before that, we thank the Lord for each other.
这就是你我都应该这么去做的。通常呢，你会想到我，我会想到你，你会想到我人生的问题，我会想到你人生的问题。但是呢，尽管我们这些有这些问题，我们应该互相祷告，为彼此感谢神。
So when I look at your faces on the Zoom screen, the first thing that comes to my mind is, Hallelujah, Lord, thank you for every one of you.
所以当我在屏幕上看到你们每一个人的脸的时候呢，我就说呢，我为你们每一个人感谢神，哈利路亚，非常感恩我有你们。
And it's been my privilege to get to know each one of you in a particular way. And I thank the Lord for all the grace of God in you and through you to me.
因为我看到你们每一个人的时候呢，我知道通过每一个特别的方式，你们每个人都有独特的方式，我非常感恩神的恩典，通过你们。
And then he carries on in verse 5. He says, I thank the Lord my God because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints.
就像接着呢，常常为你们感谢我的神。第五节说呢，为什么呢？因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众信徒的信心。
So there are two things that the Lord, that Paul is thankful for. Number one, what God did for them. But number two, how they are living for the Lord Jesus. Philemon is a good man of faith.
实际上这里呢，使徒保罗来感恩的原因就是有两件事。 一件呢是神在他们身上所做的，第二件呢是他们为主耶稣基督而活。所以第五节讲到的呢是腓利门呢，他是一个有信心的人。And
he says in verse 6, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ.
第六节继续说，愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。So
he's saying, Philemon, I'm thankful for what I hear about you, and I'm praying that you will continue to be actively sharing your faith. Keep on telling people about the good things of Jesus.
因为这里讲到呢，说呢，腓利门，我听到过你所做的善功，我也为你祷告，我也为你感恩。所以呢，你要是一直保持这样，把你的信心的功效呢去传道，把一直要跟每一个人传讲主耶稣基督。
There's a logic flow in the second half of that verse 6.
所以在那个第六节的后面一部分呢，有个逻辑上的问题。And
that says, if you keep sharing your faith, you will have a full understanding of everything we have in Christ.
所以呢，这个逻辑的它这个是这样通过的，就是说，如果你一直让所有的信心显出功效呢，也使人知道。
How is the best way to ensure that you understand something?
所以呢，什么是最好的方式去确保你理解什么东西呢？
You start teaching them.
然后你就开始教导。
And if you start teaching somebody, you'll learn a lot about it. But if you don't teach it, you may just think you know. But you won't really know until you start to teach it.
所以如果你一直保持去教导别人的话，那你就可以花时间去学习，然后你就可以学到东西。如果你不去教导别人的话呢，然后你可能会是你大脑里有那个想法，但是你却仍然不明白到底是什么。I
took several courses at university on a particular subject.
所以呢，他在大学的时候呢，上了几节课，就是在一个特别的几节课程，是关于同一个事。I
thought I knew the subject pretty well.
我认为我对这个主题呢，理解得很深。So
the university came to me and said, all right, next semester you're going to teach that subject.
所以呢，那个。 大学的老师有一天就跟我来说呢，你下个学期你准备，你来教他们。I
thought, oh, that's not going to be much of a problem. Everything will be fine.
所以他说，哦，那个不太好，我不会去教。And
then I started to teach, and the students started to ask questions, and I didn't know the answer.
所以呢，然后呢，我就开始教。 教了以后呢，学生就开始问问题。那学生问问题的时候，我却回答不出来。And
I learned more the first year I taught the subject than I probably learned in the 4 or 5 years before when I was studying the subject.
所以他在教学的时候的第一年呢，他所学到的东西比他在教学之前。 前面的四五年学习同样的东西，他教学的时候比他那个四五年加起来还要学得多。So
you will learn more about the gospel when you start telling other people than you will if you just listen to somebody like me or read your Bible.
因为如果你去告诉别人圣经的话呢，就是你会学到的东西比你只是来听我讲到。 或者自己学习圣经呢，你要学的多得多。That's
why at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we believe in what we call the priesthood of all believers.
所以这就是为什么我们在16届教会呢，我们相信所有的信徒都是有祭司的那样的权利。
Every one of us are to be priests toward God in that we worship Him and we do so in our minds and in our voices. We all must worship God, but we all must also tell people about God.
实际上呢，在我们所有的16届教会的信徒里面呢，我们都是相当于一个祭司。我们来呢，不管是我们开口去。 敬拜神，还是在我们的大脑里敬拜神。我们所有的人呢，都是来到教会作为一个祭司来敬拜。同样的时候呢，我们要去告诉别人圣经。We
come to the breaking of bread, and we all actively worship the Lord.
因为我们来到领圣餐的时候呢，我们所有的人呢，都是在敬拜神。
And then as we go through life, we say, Lord, I'm going to tell somebody, I'm going to tell everybody we can. And as we tell, our understanding goes up.
所以呢,在我们平常的生活里呢,我就说了,好吧,主啊,我现在要去告诉别人圣经。但是呢,当我们试图去告诉别人圣经,跟别人讲圣经的时候呢,我们就很快的就成长。
And then he says in verse 7, your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints.
第七节说呢,兄弟们,兄弟啊,我为你的爱心大有快乐,大得安慰,因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
What did Philemon do? Why, he told others about the Lord Jesus. He refreshed the hearts of the saints. And I think if you went to his home, he would probably have had a Bible study and you would have all come away saying, that man tells us about God and we've got a wonderful Savior in Jesus Christ.
实际上呢,这里所讲到的呢,就是说呢,为什么腓利门这么做呢?因为腓利门呢,他是当他跟别人常讲主耶稣基督的时候呢,他使你得到了畅快。这个呢,的意思呢,就是说呢,如果你去腓利门家里,他们有一个圣经学习,你说,哎呦,这个人讲得很好,讲得是我们的神。
Now he says, Philemon, you have brought me great joy.
所以他就跟说呢,腓利门,你带给我极大的快乐。
I suppose that's what every child wants to do for his mother and his father.
所以我认为呢,就是每一个孩子呢,是想这样去让他父母快乐。
When I was a little boy, I used to say, my job is to make my mother and father happy.
我说我的工作就是让我的父母高兴。
And I would have been very disappointed if my father said, Harold, I'm not happy with you.
所以呢,如果说呢,我爸爸对我说,Harold,我... 对你,我不高兴你,那对我来说是很让我失望的。
Paul said, Philemon, you bring me great joy. Hallelujah.
所以使徒保罗跟腓利门说,腓利门,你让我大大的快乐。Hallelujah.
All right, so that's the introduction to the introduction, and then the introduction.
这就是引子的引子,然后又是引子。
But the question is, what's this book all about?
问题是呢,这一本书写的到底是什么?
He says, therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I appeal to you on the basis of love.
这里继续说呢,第八节,我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你, 何以的事, 然而像我这有年纪的保罗,
Philemon, there's a problem.
所以那个腓利门,这里有问题。
And Philemon, I know how to solve the problem.
所以腓利门,我知道怎么解决你的问题。
You must do this.
你必须去做这件事。
Now he says, Philemon, I could order you to do that.
这就是讲的时候呢,腓利门,我现在可以命令你那么去做。
But I'm not going to order you. I am going to appeal to you.
所以呢,我不会去命令你去做,我会求你去做。
Sonny, how do you encourage and rebuke?
所以呢,Sonny,你怎么样去鼓励人?
Same way Paul's doing it here.
使徒保罗在这里做的就是个榜样。
Okay, verse number 9. Yet I appeal to you on the basis of love. I then, as Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus.
所以这里呢刚才读的第九节和十节就是然而像我这有年纪的保罗现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的宁可凭着爱心求你就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。
He said now, Philemon, here's my problem. I've got a son whose name is Onesimus. And I am appealing to you to help my son.
所以呢，现在呢，使徒保罗说，我现在有一个麻烦，麻烦呢，就是因为我有一个儿子，那个儿子的名字呢叫阿尼西姆，所以呢，我现在呢，求你来帮助我的儿子阿尼西姆。
He said, I could tell you what to do, but I'm not going to do that.
可是我会。 本来可以告诉你怎么去做,
but he says, I'm going to appeal to you because your name is Mr. Friendly. You know a lot about love. I'm going to appeal to you to do the right thing on the basis of love.
所以呢,他就说呢,我现在求你,求你呢,因为你的名字是好好先生,你知道怎么样去爱,所以呢,我求,凭着爱求你。
But then he says, please don't disappoint me because I'm an old man.
然后他说呢,你不要让我失望,因为我是一个老人。
He said, you can disappoint other people, but you be nice to the old man.
所以他说你也许可以让其他的人失望,但是你对一个老年人你要好一点。
I like that because it's in the Bible and I'm an old man.
我非常喜欢这一点,因为这是圣经写的,我现在就是个老年。
Okay, and sometimes even little children are taught that, aren't they? They say, now you be respectful to Mr. So-and-so because he's an old man. You just treat him graciously, he's an old man.
所以我们通常呢是这样教小孩的。 说你对这个某某某某人要好一点,为什么呢?因为他是个老年人,这老年人呢,你要是要有那个恩慈。
So are there any benefits of being an old man? And the answer is yes, this is one of them.
所以作为一个老年人有什么好处呢? 是的,有好处,这就是其中的一件。
And then Paul says, I'm not just an ordinary old man, I'm a prisoner.
所以呢,使徒保罗基督说呢,我不是一个一般的老人,我是在做监的,在牢里的一个老人。And
if you were to come to Rome, you could come and visit me in the prison.
如果你到罗马来呢,那你可以到监狱里来看我。You
probably wouldn't want to.
你可能不一定想来。The
prison that I live in is a terrible place.
因为我住的监狱呢,是一个非常可怕的地方。It's
not clean.
不干净。It's
not warm.
不暖和。There's
no fresh air.
没有新鲜空气。It
doesn't smell good.
很臭。Philemon,
would you remember, I'm an old man now, and I'm in prison. Would you do something just because you love old men like me in prison?
所以呢,我求你,腓尼门,你能不能为这样一个老人,为了我现在这样的一个情况,就为了爱帮我做点事呢?
He says, I'm appealing to you for my son Onesimus. He became my son while I was in chains.
所以呢,他说呢,我求你,求你呢,是为了我的儿子阿尼西姆求你,因为是在我在捆锁中,阿尼西姆他成了我的儿子。
So I'm not sure of all the details. I think, though, that Paul was a prisoner in the prison.
所以呢，我不确定当时的情况是什么，但是我认为，保罗当时是监狱里的一个囚犯。
And I think, I'm not sure, but I think that Onesimus was also a prisoner in the prison.
我是这么去想的，但是不一定很确定。我认为阿尼西姆呢，也有可能是这个囚犯之一。
And I think they started to talk to one another.
我认为呢，他们开始呢交谈。
And I think that Paul told Onesimus about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我认为呢，使徒保罗呢，他跟阿尼西姆呢讲我们的主耶稣基督。
And I think that Onesimus became a Christian when he was in prison for whatever he did with Paul, who was in prison because of the gospel.
我认为呢，阿尼西姆在监狱里，不管是他是什么原因进的监狱，但是他在监狱里呢，因为跟使徒保罗交谈呢，他就在监狱里成为了基督徒。One
thing is sure that Onesimus became a Christian. Paul was the reason the father, and Onesimus was the recipient of the grace of God, the Son.
所以呢，我认为有一点是可以确认的。那个阿尼西姆呢，是通过使徒保罗成为基督徒的。从这个意义上来说呢，使徒保罗是他的父，然后呢，阿尼西姆呢，他是借着神的恩典，他成为基督徒呢。这个意义上他是儿子。
Now the question is, what would you do with someone who became a prisoner, sorry, became a Christian in prison? What do you do?
问题就是说呢，如果有一个人在监狱里成了基督徒以后呢，你会做什么呢？
Many people would probably say, well, you tell them the gospel and then you forget about them.
有些人说呢，你就告诉他福音，然后你就把这事儿给忘了。
Because he's only a prisoner anyway, and I'm not sure that he's of very much value for anybody. So maybe we should just tell him that Jesus loves him, pat him on the head, and let him go.
我认为呢，他们有些人可能这么去想，说这个人只不过是个囚犯，你然后呢，他没有什么利用价值。然后如果他成为基督徒，你告诉他，主耶稣基督，告诉完了以后呢，你就放他走。
Paul says, no, no, no. This fellow is Onesimus. And he's not just an ordinary bad guy. He's trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He's a new man now. He's very, very valuable.
所以使徒保罗说，不，不，不，不是这样的。这个人呢，他是一个坏人，但是呢，他现在成为了基督徒，他相信了主耶稣基督，他就是一个新造的人。
So he says now, Philemon, I'm telling you about Onesimus because I want you to help Onesimus.
使徒保罗跟腓利门说，腓利门，我现在告诉你阿尼西姆的原因呢，是呢，你要去帮助他。
All right. Now, Onesimus has an interesting name.
这阿尼西姆的名字呢，非常有意思。
Philemon is Mr. Friendly, but Onesimus is Mr. Profitable.
所以呢，腓利门的名字呢，就是好好先生。那么阿尼西姆的名字呢，是对你有益处的。
If you were to find, I'll tell you the story. My friend was a missionary and she needed some money. So she prayed.
我告诉大家一个故事。我的朋友呢，他是个宣教士。宣教士呢， 有一天呢，他需要一些钱，然后他开始祷告。
He got up one morning, went to the front porch, and there was a little package on the front porch for her.
所以呢，他早晨起来，在他门口的走廊里看到了一个小的包裹。
She didn't know what it was. It looked something like a pound of butter.
所以呢，实际上呢，他不知道那里面是什么，好像是一些黄油，看起来像是黄油。
She didn't know what to do with it. She thought, who would ever put a pound of butter on my doorstep?
所以他不知道怎么办，所以他说呢，谁会把一磅的那个黄油放在我门口？
So anyway, she took it in and she opened it up.
所以呢，她把它拿进去，然后打开了。
And it wasn't a pound of butter at all.
就是里面呢，完全不是一磅黄油。
It was a bundle of American money.
所以是一沓美金。
Okay, I'm not sure.I used to know, but I can't remember. It was maybe $5,000 or $10,000.
所以我不是很确定，但是呢，有些人你们可能知道，这么大一沓美金呢，可能是5000到10,000美金。
It was very profitable. She thought it was only a pound of butter, and she didn't need butter. And it turns out that it was.Money, lots of money.
这个呢，对他当时呢是非常有帮助、有益处的，因为他认为呢可能就是一磅黄油，因为他一磅黄油呢来说呢，对他说没什么用，但是呢，这么多的钱对他来说是非常有用的。
Now Paul is saying, this man Onesimus is very.Profitable. I'm sending him to you. We'll find out. I want you to help him because he's Mr. Profitable.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，这个阿尼西姆呢，他是非常有益处的。我派他去帮助你，帮助你，因为他的名字就是有益处的，所以他会对你有益的。
Then verse 11. Formerly, he was useless.Or unprofitable to you, but now he's become useful, both to you and to me.
第十一节说呢，他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。
So that's the story. Philemon would understand the story, but you and I need to have it explained to us.
所以这里的呢是里面是有故事的。这个故事呢，腓利门呢，他是知道这个故事的，但你我呢，需要把这个故事展开讲才能理解。
And the details are explained both in this book and in the book of Colossians, but I'm going to tell you the story, and then next week we'll explain the story in detail. But the simple story is this.
这个故事呢，是在这个腓利门书。哥罗西书里也讲了，所以呢，今天呢，我就是简单的把你这个把这个故事给你们讲一下。下个星期呢，我来解释这个故事。
Philemon knew Onesimus before，
所以呢，腓利门呢，他认识这个阿尼西姆。
Onesimus was either Philemon's slave or his household servant。
所以呢，这个。阿尼西姆呢，或者是腓利门的仆人，或者是他家的奴隶。
But Onesimus was a bad man, and he ran away from Philemon, and probably stole a lot of things when he left.
但是那个阿尼西姆呢，却是个坏人。坏人呢，他从腓利门家逃出去了。他逃的时候呢，可能还偷了好多腓利门家的东西。
And so Philemon was very, very upset because this fellow was a thief. He'd run away and Onesimus was not the kind of person that Philemon ever wanted to see again.
所以呢，那个腓利门呢，当时呢，可能非常非常的不高兴，因为这个阿尼西姆呢，可他是个小偷，他是个坏人，可能呢，腓利门这一辈子都不想再见到这个人。
So you can imagine the story in the prison where Paul and Philemon were, for Paul and Onesimus were. And Paul says to Philemon after he became a Christian, Philemon, Onesimus, tell me about yourself. Where were you? How did you get here?
你大家去想象一下这样一个画面。当时在监狱里的时候呢，使徒保罗给那个阿尼西姆传讲主耶稣基督的时候呢，那个时候阿尼西姆还没有成为基督徒，所以使徒保罗跟阿尼西姆说，阿尼西姆给我讲讲你的情况，你是从哪里来的，你是干什么。
And Onesimus says, oh, well, I used to live in Colossae, and I used to work for a man whose name was Philemon.
所以呢，那个阿尼西姆就是说，哦，我通常我以前住在哥罗西，但是呢，我也是一个叫腓利门的人的仆人。
Paul says, what? I know Philemon from another city. And another part of the world, here's Onesimus, and Paul leads him to the Lord, and he happens to know Philemon, and Paul probably led Philemon to the Lord too.
这一旁，使徒保罗说什么情况？哎，我认识腓利门了，我是在其他的那个城市认识腓利门的，在世界上其他的地方，怎么我又在监狱里碰到一个阿尼西姆也认识？他可能那个腓利门就是因为使徒保罗传道，他才成为基督徒的。
Paul said, "This is wonderful, Philemon." And Philemon says, "No, it isn't." I'm sorry. Paul says, "This is wonderful, Onesimus." And Onesimus says, "No, it isn't wonderful, because I stole from him. He never wants to see me again. I don't want to see him again."
所以使徒保罗跟他说呢。阿尼西姆这个太好了，然后阿尼西姆说不好，一点都不好，因为我从那个腓利门那里偷了东西跑出来的，所以呢，我相信腓利门再也不想见到我，我也不想再见到他了。
Paul says, "No, Philemon, we've got a wonderful God. He is the God of reconciliation." We're going to bring the two of you back together again.
所以那个使徒保罗说，你不要这么想，我们有一个非常神奇的神，我们这样的神呢，可以让人重归于好。所以呢，记着神的恩典，他会让你和腓利门重归于好。
Okay, that's the middle of the story and the beginning of the problem. What's going to happen next?
所以这是那个故事的中间。也是我们问题的开始。那下一步是什么呢？
Okay, come back next week or keep reading the book of Philemon.
所以记得下个星期回来，也要继续的读腓利门或者。
God is a wonderful God. He keeps on bringing the needy together into a family. Hallelujah.
所以神是一个伟大的神。他可以把那些都有需求的人把他们带在一起成为一家人。Hallelujah.
All right. Well, that's our story for today. We'll carry on next week. The Lord will bless us.
所以呢，这就是我们今天的故事。我们下一期机会继续，神会赐福给我们的。
Lord, we pray. That you will teach us the great truths from this lovely book.
主啊，我们祷告，您会教导我们这些伟大的真理，通过这本书。
Lord, would you help us to love one another even when it might be hard?
所以主啊，求您帮助我们每一个人，尽管有时候很难。
Would you help us to forgive one another even though it might be very expensive?
所以主啊，求您帮助我们原谅，互相原谅，尽管有时候这个代价是非常高昂贵的。
Lord, would you help us to love one another in such a way that, like Onesimus, we could be profitable to each other?
所以主要求您帮助我们每个人互相爱，非常就像那个阿尼西姆那样的我这样的爱给我们大家都带来益处。
Lord, these are wonderful stories to read, but we would like to live them, please.
所以这主啊，这是一个非常美的故事来读，但是呢，我们想要活出这样的故事呢。
So Lord, help us like Onesimus, to be humble and to say, I'm a sinner and to repent. And help us like Philemon to be humble and to say, I forgive.
所以呢，主啊，求您帮助我们像阿尼西姆这样，谦卑说，主啊，我就是个罪人，我是有罪的，然后也帮助我们像腓利门那样说，腓利门说我愿意原谅你。
Lord, thanks for today we pray, and bless us in all we ask in Jesus' name.
所以我们为今天献上感恩，求你赐福给我们，帮助我们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you today. Thank you, everyone.